Here's David Hayes Profater.
You've heard it said that good things take a little longer, and this is true. But not only do good things take a little longer, they also take a little more. More of whatever substance is involved in achieving the desired perfection. But some people have no pride or have pride that is ill-invested. They're willing to settle for so much less than they could have. Take, for example, the man that decided he wanted a new home but built it on a lot that was of such a poor quality that only a short period of time found it devastated by the overflow of the river. He not only lost hope in a dream that was in and of itself somewhat vague, he also lost whatever meager investment he was willing to make. It could have been so much better if he had been patient enough to investigate thoroughly what it took to make a good home site and then be patient enough to search out such a home site until he had found it. Christ, at Matthew 7:24-27, warned those that would build their spiritual homes on unsound ground. What may have been the reason for building on unsafe sod to start with? Maybe the lot was simply available for much less. Someone looking for a lot for less may also be looking for a house for a lot less. And again, Jesus warned us about spiritual shortcuts. At Luke 14:28-30, the Lord seems to suggest that it would be better not to even begin to build if one were not going to pay the entire cost of completing the project properly, else the end result would be worse than if the building were never started. So good things do take longer. Spiritually speaking, we're talking about a lifetime of commitment. Anything less will not do the job. And by the same simile, we see that good things also cost more. Our salvation, for example, cost the life of the Son of God. Can we expect to give anything less toward the redemption of our soul than our lives of service? Coupled first with a diligent search and seizure of the right platform and the correct materials, toward the seeking and finding of spiritual perfection, the discarding of the imperfect, and learning to tell the difference, is today's word fitly spoken.